Well, this is Kaleidoscope, and I am Juliet Frumholt, and I am very, very happy to welcome our first guest of the evening back into the studio. Daniel was with us back in December, but the rest of the gang hasn't been here in a little while. They have a new album out. It's called Blinded Again, and they're going to be celebrating the release this Saturday night. We'll tell you all about the album and how you can go see them this weekend, but first, let's hear a live one from Daniel Dye and the Miller Road Band.
Darling, we've been picking up the pieces for years now. And even so, we've only scratched the surface of our tears now. And if the future is anything like the past, we'll be facing fears now.
But you can't stop this love. No, you can't stop this love. No, you can't stop this love. No, you can't stop it.
And I still don't have a dime or a nickel to my name now. Oh, but taking this in stride without you wouldn't be the same somehow. I'd be lying if I claimed that we never had to stoke the flames now.
But you can't stop this love. No, you can't stop this love. No, you can't stop this love. No, you can't stop it. No, you can't stop this love. Oh, stop this love. You can't stop this love. Oh, stop this love. You can't stop this love. Oh, stop this love. You can't stop it.
And those storm clouds have come in heavy about every day now. Oh, but my mama told me, son, you know, it might be this way now. And splitting and splintering, no, that don't ever pay now.
And you can't stop this love. No, you can't stop this love. No, you can't stop this love. You can't stop it.
Die and the Miller Road Band live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. We've got Daniel, Andrew, Carrie, and Thomas in the house. Welcome back, everybody.
Thank you.
Great to be back.
Great to have you. Now, it's been a little while since the whole group was here, and I know you guys just got back from tour. What have you guys been up to?
Well, about 10 days ago, we just got back 10 days ago. We were up in Boston and New York for a spring break tour, three out of four were on spring break together, and then Thomas took a week off of high school. And, we had a few shows up there in that area and then did some recording for the next album while we were there. And, it was a lot of fun. We what stood out particularly was one show in Brooklyn. It was a house show, but it ended up being very, very intimate and fun, to say the least.
Oh, so, nice. So, yeah. Those are the best sometimes, you know.
Yeah. So, yeah. And Thomas just got back from Ecuador today. So he's looking a little sluggish over there. But
he's a total trooper for being here tonight.
It's a good thing we're on radio. So, yeah.
So, yeah, you already started recording the next one, even though this one's just come out.
Yeah, we thought we were up there. We'd get a few, get a couple tracks down for the next one, and the songs are coming. It's just a matter of trying to, you know, record them when we have the time and the money. So yeah.
That's fair. That's fair. Well, before we get ahead of ourselves, tell me about the new album, Blinded Again. I think maybe the last time you were here, Daniel, you were just finishing. Maybe just finishing it up, or
working on the mixing. Yeah,
working on the mixing.
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
How was the studio process for this one?
Well, I laid down some tracks alone, just with the guitar and vocals, and then the band came in the next session. We spent about a week up on the coast in Gloucester, Massachusetts. Hung out there. We were at the ocean at night, but during the day they laid down track after track after track, and then. That was it, right? We did it all in 1 week with the band, right?
Yeah, I think
Yeah, pretty well.
So, I think some of the songs were really set in place, and then a few of them kind of developed and grew right in the studio. So it kind of depended on the song. So yeah.
Do you find that when you get into that studio environment, even the songs that were already developed sort of take on a new life just by virtue of getting a chance to sort of take a retreat and work on them in a very focused fashion?
Yeah, I had a couple songs. One song in particular, Liza's song, that I did it, and then I listened to it, and then I thought, I think I'm going to cut out about a minute of it. So it literally took out a whole chorus, and so sometimes it just feels like it's too long or not long enough, so that does tend to happen every now and then. So yeah.
Or random instrumental parts will get added, or that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. There was one song that we actually were going to play it next called "Those Devils," and it just about killed Carrie because she's classically trained in violin, and she starts really squealing at the end with her fiddle. There, so
that one definitely came alive in the studio, and I was not too happy for a little
bit. Screaming the whole way.
Yeah. Right. She's like, it didn't sound good. And we're like, well, that's the point. It's supposed to be kind of crazy and chaotic.
Well, I was going to say, because that one in particular, I've heard you play it solo.
Mm-hmm.
And I think maybe I've heard you guys play it as a group, but I suspect that the version we're going to hear is very different than what we've heard before.
Yeah, it's actually got parts, this version, instead of just jamming. And in the last song's an example as well, we used to kind of just jam out to it. And the song Can't Stop This Love, we kind of worked that up as well during that time. So yeah, for sure, it feels like my dad told me the other day, he said, you know, when I go to your shows now, I actually know that we're going to hear the same part over and over again for some of your songs. So I guess that was
a
compliment.
It's always a surprise for every one of us.
So yeah.
Well, shall we hear the live ones?
Yeah, this one is called "Those Devils," and Andrew's going to kick us off here with Melodica. Thank you.
after me, you devils, come in here after me, and there you'll meet your destiny. You devils, come in here after me. Across the land, when that dirge rolls across the land, at least they'll sing that I died a man. When that dirge rolls across the land,
next song is called Saints and Sinners. We're going to give Andrew a chance to jump over to the cajon here. This song is a song that it's from our first album, but we almost always sing it in a live show. And but we've never sung it here on the radio, so we thought tonight we're going to debut Saints and Sinners together. To London town, and all the people gathered round, and he listened as they cursed his name, while others said there should be no blame. And was it worth it all that took him there to the sea of signs and fist in the air? And the saints and the sinners stand side by side, both knowing they are right. They are right. And the saints and the sinners, do they realize there's a story in those eyes? In those eyes. Sang his heart, exposing all his fractured parts. But the people wanted songs they've heard before, so he'd give them one and they'd beg for more. And the only ones who ever heard were the few who listened to every word.
And the saints and the sinners stand side by side, both knowing they are right. They are right. And the saints and the sinners, do they realize there's a story in those eyes? Oh, in those eyes. Our souls, when we know that passions can be cruel. And when I told you that I loved you so, oh, I thought your love for me might show. So I'm praying that it's worth it all, and I'm climbing as I hit this wall.
The saints and the sinners stand side by side, both knowing they are right. They are right. And the saints and the sinners, do they realize there's a story in those eyes? in those eyes. And the saints and the sinners stand side by side, side by side, both knowing they are right. They are right. And the saints and the sinners, do they realize, realize there's a story in those eyes, in those eyes.
Daniel Dye and the Miller Road Band live in the WYSS studios here on Kaleidoscope. Now, you have the album. Is it officially out now already?
It is. Okay. Yes, it is out. It's been out since March 4th.
Okay.
Since we were on tour, we decided to have our show here when we got back.
Homecoming.
Yeah, homecoming. Yeah. But we're having the big show on Saturday night at our own venue.
And that's the Madden Road Music Hall in Mutual, Ohio, and that's where you guys do your festival every year, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have an annual festival either in August or September. I think it'll be in August this year, the middle of August, and we have a lot of great local bands there. So yeah, this will be our fourth one coming up.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Excellent, excellent. A nice tradition it's become.
Yeah, it has been. We've had quite a few Dayton artists as well, some Columbus artists, and then even some from out of state. So yeah.
Very nice, very nice. How does the rest of the year look like it's stacking up for you guys? You mentioned that you've started recording for the next project. Are you planning on trying to get that finished up this year, or trying to get out on the road during the summer when these guys are out of school?
We would like to. We're going to do a few shows, then I'm going to head over to Asia and Europe. I'm going to be working over there, and then I'll be doing some stuff there. And then I'll be back here beginning of June, and we already have shows starting to gather up for June already. We have a few on the schedule. So we're hoping to do more June, July, August.
Yeah.
That's the plan.
Pretty busy.
So we have, I think, the furthest one out at this point is late September. So it is starting to fill up. So, yeah.
Very nice, very nice. And if people want to get their hands on the album, I mean, obviously they should come out Saturday night to the show.
Yeah.
But if we've got some out-of-staters listening, where can they get their hands on this?
It's out there, in all the channels. Probably the best place if you want to do a digital download is Bandcamp. We have a Bandcamp page, Daniel Dye and the MRB.
You can also listen to it there, too.
Yeah, you can stream it on there. You can order a physical copy from there as well.
Yeah, yep. And then we have a website, DanielDyeMusic.com, that you can order. Everything's connected through that website as well. But it's out there on probably Amazon and iTunes and all that stuff. But probably the best place is Bandcamp because you can listen to it before you.
Yeah.
You can purchase it one at a time and listen to it. So.
Make sure you like it.
Right.
As if this hasn't convinced everyone.
So, that's the place, I guess. And then we also have a place. Well, that's good. That's good enough. I don't want to fill you with lots of websites. So we'll just say Bandcamp is the place.
We have a social media presence.
Indeed. Well, we'll get all those linked up to our Facebook page, facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. Go there, connect with these guys.
Yeah, actually, I put my Bandcamp link on your event page for
fabulous.
This.
Fabulous. Perfect.
Right before the show. So if you go to YSO Kaleidoscope and then, what Juliet said.
Yeah, yes. See, it's all technology. One other thing I wanted to ask you about the album is so now that you've sort of taken these songs, some of which I know have been with you for quite a while, and you're recording for the next one, do you feel like your core writing process has changed, especially as the band has developed over the years? Are you tackling writing differently now than you were when, Can't Stop This Love was first written?
Yeah, actually, yes and no. Sometimes it's just, there's no rhyme or reason. It just comes in. But what's changing is that we are, the whole parts thing. Like, when I present a song to them, instead of just jamming out a song, we really work up parts. And so a lot of the collaboration is, for example, Hard Cider, which you'll hear next, there's a really great fiddle part. And I think Carrie just started playing that when we were playing, right?
Yeah, I think so.
So I think like the when I actually think, okay, so the band needs to do something here, you know? So or either sometimes it's in my head, but sometimes I think, okay, I hope they come up with something.
Yeah. Recording a song makes you realize how important it is to arrange it.
Right, right. Yeah, so
you're just like, yeah, it sounds pretty good, but once you actually record the parts, you realize, yeah. So now we arrange things more from the get-go and work things out that way.
Yeah, so it has changed a lot, and I think that was the hardest thing for me is to kind of grow or arrange a song, and now it's coming easier, and I think we're all becoming maybe more confident as well, and it's sort of turning into this fusion of classical and folk. Which is, you hear that more and more, I think, as we play, instead of just a bunch of instrumental
noise.
Sounds. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah.
Very cool. Very cool. The new album is called Blinded Again. You can check it out at Bandcamp, at DanielDieMusic.com. We've got links up to all of those things at our Facebook page. We are Facebook.com/KaleidoscopeRadio. But make plans to come out Saturday night to the Madden Road Music Hall in Mutual, Ohio. It's right at the crossroads of South Mutual Union Road and Route 29. It's Daniel Dye and the Miller Road Band's album release party for this one, and it's going to be a great show. Can we hear one more, guys?
Yeah, let's do Hard Cider, but I want to say something real fast. I want to have a shout out to the Shoebox Theater in Clifton. A week ago tonight I played there, and they said, why don't you say something about our existence on Kaleidoscope? And it's a great little local music venue that just started, and it was one of the most fun gigs I've ever played in my life. It's like playing in the living room with your family, and that's in a good way, you know?
Oh, nice.
So yeah, you don't need any stage banter because everyone just talks to you, you know, right there after every song. So Shoebox Theater in Clifton is just down the road from us, so I thought I would shout out to those guys there.
Excellent, excellent. Well, I look forward to learning more about them.
Yeah, I think you will. You'll hear about them more.
Excellent, excellent.
Someone there to love and hold dear. Just know I died a happy man. There was someone with me to the end, someone who could understand. There was someone with me to the end, someone who could understand you.
Daniel Dye and the Miller Road Band live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. The new album is called Blinded Again, and they're celebrating the release Saturday night at 7 at the Madden Road Music Hall in Mutual, Ohio. All the details on our Facebook page, facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. And guys, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
My pleasure. Come back anytime.
All right. Appreciate it.
Daniel Dye and the Miller Road Band. Check out the new album, Blinded Again, and go see them at their CD release party. It's Saturday night at Madden Road Music Hall in Mutual, Ohio. That's right at the crossroads of South Mutual, Union Road, and Route 29. More details at facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. Right now, here's a new one from the Kaiser Chiefs.